Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers sign Asante Samuel Jr. to the practice squad. Ray Fittipaldo joins us now to get into that, among other things. Ray, brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, lgkg.com. Ray has been quite the trooper for us this week. We asked him to move his time because Doug Whaley couldn't do his original time. Then Doug Whaley texted us yesterday and said maybe he couldn't do any time except for Thursday or Friday. But we got all kind of stuff planned for the pit game for Thursday and Friday. So now Doug is going to do today from 9 until 10. And I forgot to tell Ray that we wanted to move him back to 8. But Ray was listening earlier when we said he would be.
Oh, look at that.
And so he's on with us right now. Ray, thank you for, putting up with my nonsense, frankly.
Adam, what would you do if I'm not up at 5:30 a.m. listening to the show?
I was planning on texting you at like 7:57 to see if you could do 8 o'clock. So this worked out better, and thank you for always listening to the show.
Ray, why do you wake up at 5:30?
Great question.
I don't know. My kids get on the bus at 6:45 and get up at 6, so yeah, brutal.
Do you like to have your cup of coffee before the family comes down?
I actually do my coffee after they get on the bus, so I could just relax. I'm in charge of the lunches, you know, so I got some duties.
Well, if I may, Ray, what did you pack today?
Well, my son's like on a protein kick, so he had some ground beef with bell peppers and onions with tortillas. He heats it up at school. And my daughter, actually, my wife packs my daughter's lunch. So
you're lying to us before. I don't know what to believe anymore. Ray Fittipaldo.
Well, I used to. I didn't do a good enough job with her lunches, so my wife had to take over.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, this is Asante Samuel Jr. signing. He can't tackle, I guess, is an issue, and he's coming off the spinal injury. Apart from that, though, I mean, very low risk, potentially a high reward. Your thoughts on the move?
Yeah, I mean, he's a free agent, and they certainly need him this week. I mean, Darius Slay is going to start the week in concussion protocol, and if he can't go, they're probably going to go with James Pierre. I've actually been really impressed with James Pierre, this season when he's been called upon. He's been really good, so I think they're going to give him the first shot at it. But listen, if that doesn't work out, then you have Asante Samuel on the practice squad who you could elevate or sign to the 53-man roster at any time. I mean, their secondary is so banged up. They're playing the absolute worst opponent for that week to happen with Higgins and Chase, so they need all the reinforcements they can get.
Ray, say Aaron Rodgers plays the way he played on Sunday, this coming Sunday against the Bengals. Do you think Mike Tomlin starts to lose faith in Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback of the Steelers?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they brought him in here to replace him with Mason Rudolph at any point. I mean, it's going to happen throughout the course of the season. And Aaron had been so good for the first 8 games, you know, by and large. You know, he was just really consistent and really solid. And he had a bad game, and I don't think anyone saw it coming, but I don't think anyone sees another one coming right on the heels of that. So, I think there were a few misfires, maybe not on the same page with DK on the deep one. You know, DK kind of ran towards the sidelines, and Aaron threw it towards the end zone. That was a potential big play that they missed, and obviously a couple others throughout the game. So that happens sometimes, but I don't think Mike or anyone in that building is all that worried about it.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Tomlin has been weird answering questions post-game and then yesterday about Aaron Rodgers, just some goofy kind of back and forths. We were theorizing that Tomlin was frustrated with Rodgers' play because yeah, guys have off nights. He didn't ever expect him to play that poorly. That's the best we got, Ray. Why do you think he's been so weird about this?
I mean, in the aftermath of that loss on Sunday in L.A., I mean, he was just, they were losing that game 25-3. It was embarrassing for him. I think it was embarrassing for the franchise. I think that's why he was short with us after the game. I mean, I wasn't, like yesterday, it wasn't all too, I didn't think it was anything out of the ordinary in terms of his responses to questions about Aaron. So I don't know, maybe people get different reads on it, but, you know, I think Aaron's going to be fine, guys. You got the Bengals this Sunday. You're not going to face a really good defense probably until Detroit. So,
yeah,
you know, probably some alarm bells will go off if they don't turn it around here in the next couple of weeks. But let's see how it plays out. I think he's going to be just fine.
Ray, do you think MVS will be active this Sunday?
Well, I'm of the opinion that you just do it for the sake of making a change just because it's so bad right now. I mean, the numbers, 221 yards on Sunday, 225 in that win against the Colts. I mean, they just need something. And sometimes, you know, just changing things up is good. You know, for whatever reason, Calvin Austin's had a rough stretch here. You know, the one pick was his fault on Sunday. You know, Roman Wilson scores twice, but they both come in garbage time. I don't know what to make of that. So I'd be all for dressing MVS this week. I'm not convinced the Steelers are going to do it, but I don't know. Watch practice today and tomorrow. I'll have a better idea. But at this point, guys, the offense has been so bad for two games now. I just think if you put a new face in there, it actually might help.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Kind of goofy in retrospect the way that they handled Spencer Anderson and Andrews Pete, wasn't it? Like, shouldn't you just have a guy be the starter at left guard and then have a guy who's going to be your extra offensive lineman? The exchanging of those two dudes was very odd to me.
Yeah, I think they do it because Spencer is athletic enough to play on the edge and do some stuff that you would actually ask a tackle or a tight end to do. I don't know that Andres Pete at his age is that kind of athlete anymore. So I get why they did it, but you never like to change positions like that in the course of a game. And, you know, you saw the false start early. And, you know, Mike said they were both above the line. I didn't pay close enough attention.
They put the line very low, I think, is what happened there, Ray.
Yeah. Yeah, but they usually don't do that. You do like to keep guys in one position just for continuity's sake. But I do kind of get why they did it. Spencer's been so good as that extra tight end. I think they kind of wanted to keep that as part of their package.
Ray, what do you make of the noise of Mike Tomlin and the New York Giants and the Giants being a potential suitor for a trade for Mike Tomlin? Do you think that could ever be a possibility with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, I mean, this came up with Chicago a couple years ago, I think, or maybe even last year.
Last offseason, yeah.
Last offseason. So it does happen, and you know, I think sometimes when there's bigger franchises, like traditional franchises like that, I think it gets a little bit more play because you're in a major market. Steelers would, you know, in years past, the Steelers would never do that. They would never even listen to the offer. They wouldn't even take the phone call. I can't sit here and tell you it's 100% going to be that way again, but I would tend to think it would be. I don't think that they've lost faith in Mike in that building just because, you know, of a rough month here, you know, losing 3 out of 4. I think something really bad would have to transpire in the last 2 months of the season for them to even consider that. But listen, I understand it. It's New York. You got some people who have some followings on social media. They write for major media companies and they throw it out there. So I understand it's a story topic, but from the Steelers' perspective, I still don't think that would be in play.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here in the Fan Morning Show. Does the D in DK Metcalf stand for disappointing? Is that fair? Has he been disappointing?
He doesn't get much help, first and foremost. But I will answer your question. Like, DK is not a great 50-50 ball guy, a combat catch guy. And you want your number one receivers to be that. He's a number one receiver because he can run fast, and if you get the ball to him in the open field, he's going to get a lot of yak. The unfortunate thing for him is they just don't have the secondary receivers to command attention to get him the ball in space. So it's been a really big issue. So when Aaron Rodgers throws a ball up to him in the end zone, I don't want to say you want to see a better effort. I just don't think that, and this is going to sound weird, but he's not like a great athlete in the air. He's a fast guy, but he doesn't have like great hand-eye.
Acrobatic.
Contort your body and go up and get it. That's not part of his game. And I think because they're paying him $150 million and because he's a great athlete who can run, people think, oh, he can do that. But, Doran, you know, there's different types of receivers who have different types of skill sets. So it's not meshing right now because of his supporting cast. And quite frankly, it's just it's not as good as it needs to be. So I think it has a chance to be better, but it's probably not going to be better this season. Just because they're, other than MVS, I just don't think they're going to have a way of changing it up where it's going to be you're going to force defenses to defend the entire offense any differently.
Ray, will we see Jaylen Warren get more than 14 carries? Will he play more snaps than Kenneth Gainwell this week?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of out of whack. I mean, to me, guys, you got to find a way to keep Jaylen Warren in there on third down. They just don't do that. That's how he made his bones in the NFL. Go back to that Seattle game. I mean, that catch and run was unbelievable. And if you get the ball in his hands, you know, five, six times a game, he's going to have the opportunity to break a run like that just because he's so elusive. He not only makes the first guy miss, he often makes the second guy miss, which is really rare in the NFL. So I don't know that maybe you play Gainwell more on first and second down. He doesn't want to seem – Mike Tomlin doesn't seem to want to play him all the time like he did a Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
Or a Najee Harris when Najee was a rookie. And I was thinking about this. I'm like, why? Okay, Jalen's had some injuries. Not really. Jalen's only missed three games in his first three seasons. So he's come around like on the whole – running back by committee thing, but just to get out of the slump, guys, just to give the offense a different look, I try to play him, I don't know, 75-80% of the snaps this week because, quite frankly, other than DK Metcalf, he's probably your most explosive offensive player.
Ray, who do you have this weekend, this Saturday, Pitt or Notre Dame?
Yeah, I got to go Pitt. Young, nice. Young rookie, freshman playing in front of the hometown fans, see if we can get a little, I know that game was in Notre Dame, but maybe get a little Tyler Palco vibes here, get a big win against Notre Dame, and we'll see if he could say something on TV.
Ray, we appreciate your time. No one would ever know that we were screwing around with you as much as we were this week. Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, Ray. There's a lot to react to from what Ray said. There's one obvious place we got to go coming up next, and we will. In the interim, I really wanted to play this because Jameis Winston, it looks like, is going to start for the Giants this weekend against the Packers.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
I'm so happy he's back in our lives, man. That's one of the all-timers right there.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
He might not just be the funniest player in the NFL. He might be the funniest player on planet Earth.
Yes.
All right. Coming up next, you asked Ray point blank the Mike Tomlin Giants question. He didn't say no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes in, How could Antonio Brown get open in double coverage, but Metcalf can't? Offensive scheme is poor. It's antiquated. You think DK Metcalf's as good as Antonio Brown?
No.
Do other people think that he is? I mean, that's weird. I think DK's a really good football player. Is he a great football player? He doesn't have any help. I mean, Ray was right about that. I mean, he was dead on about that. But I think his production's been disappointing. I mean, he dropped the ball in the end zone a couple of games ago. He's had drop problems his entire career, which is fine. And that happens. Not to Jacoby Myers, who should be on the Steelers roster, but it happens to other guys. You know, they'll drop the football. A lot of high-volume guys are high-drop-rate guys. But we talked about it when they got him. Like, I think people haven't watched enough DK. Because he's a top, take the top off the defense guy, but he's a run under the football kind of guy. Yep. He doesn't go up and fight and get the ball. It's just not his skill set. Right. He's also better run after catch, and we've now seen that, than people probably gave him credit for. He will run a lot of underneath stuff and catch it short and run long. But is he a guy that's routinely going to beat double coverage week in and week out? We're seeing right now the answer is no, and those other guys need to step up. Like Ray said, for whatever reason, Calvin is struggling. Well, maybe it's because he's not that good.
I think the reason why Calvin Austin is struggling is because he's never on the field consistently. He that can't too. Get into a rhythm. When has he ever been on the field consistently? Well, I mean, last year maybe. Wasn't he hurt a little bit last year too? But then obviously he comes into the league, he misses a year. He's never consistently been able to be on the field. He got hurt in training camp. Then he comes back, then he gets hurt again. Like, football's a rhythm, sports in general are a rhythm-based deal. Like, you have to be in a rhythm in order to produce. He just can't ever get in a rhythm because he keeps getting injured. And that's why he hasn't been as good.
A ball hit him in the right between the numbers, and it turned it into an interception. Then he had the should-have-been touchdown that turned it into an interception against Seattle.
Yep.
And guess what? When you draft small guys, they're going to get hurt. They're going to get hurt. It happens. Not to everybody, but most guys. It's a physical sport, I've been told. Yeah. I've stood down there on the sidelines, Doran. I know better than anybody.
What was his injury this past time?
Forget.
Wasn't a hamstring, was it?
I don't remember.
Oh, well.
It's too long ago now. Texter, DK would be the number two in Seattle. Well, yeah. Jaxon Smith-Njigba has now become one of the best receivers in football. That's what made him expendable. Here's the thing. He's getting paid as number one wide receiver, and he had been putting up good production until the last 4 weeks. Teams have keyed in on him. They got to find a way, yes, to scheme him open. I guess I can agree to a point on that because he's not truly elite level special. He's probably in the second tier of wide receivers in the NFL, second tier of number one guys, I would say.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're going to need to help him. You're going to. Because if not, we're going to be looking back on this at the end of the year. And I'm starting to feel a little bit this way now. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of money for a guy that can't do it by himself. And they're asking him to do it by himself, which is why they shouldn't be asking him to do it by himself, which is why they should have got a guy. Case in point. So you asked Ray about the Tomlin New York Giants deal. And he didn't say that they'd hang up the phone. So they hung up the phone on Chicago. He said he doesn't think it would happen. But he sort of hemmed and hawed in a way that made me think he isn't completely ruling it out. And I think that's because it's the Giants. I mean, for all the reasons we discussed earlier. But when Ray, when Fittipaldo, that same guy, when Ray, when Jeff, when Cabali, who aren't these hot take artists, when they pause, when they answer a question a certain way, I pay attention. And that piqued my interest right there. And he didn't rule out the idea the way that a lot of Steelers beat writers typically do. Oh, Tomlin getting traded? Absolutely not. That's not what he said.
Mm-mm, because I think that what makes it the most interesting is the business part of it and the respect and obviously the family nature of the team that Tomlin could possibly be going to. I don't know if Rooney's really wants to get into business with a Jerry Jones for something of that magnitude or whoever the Bears owner is of that magnitude. I think that with the family connections that you know, you could see them sitting around and maybe getting a deal done.
Maybe you have a nice
respect and you trust. Like, it's all there. I don't know. I don't think it'll happen. We don't think it'll happen. But if it were to happen, it'd be that situation.
He also said, I wrote it down. I had a tough time reading my own handwriting, but I've figured it out. That something pretty much cataclysmic would have to transpire in the second half of the season for them to consider it. What do we think that would look like? Like, is it losing out, or is it simply having a losing season? Is it friction with Rodgers? Like, I almost feel like it would have to be on that level. Like, they'd have to not only finish with more losses than wins, but I think it would need to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, you get 50 put on you by the Lions. The Ravens beat you a couple of times, too. I think it would have to be really, really ugly for anything like this to happen.
Yeah, if they, like, lost out and they knew, like, heading into the Ravens game, it's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. If they lost out and they're heading into the Ravens game and they know that they're not going to make the playoffs and they have a losing season and, like, nobody shows up to the game or people show up with, like, brown paper bags.
Oh, man.
The booze. Like, I think something like that.
The Fire Tomlin chance start.
Yeah, I think something like that would push it.
We never see the Steelers have bad attendance. I mean,
no.
The last time I can remember there being swaths of empty seats, like real big noticeable swaths, was
the cold game.
Yes. Which
that was understandable.
I don't judge anybody for not, like, Donnie, I think, posted a photo of him drinking a beer and the beer literally froze in the can. You will never see me at a cold game like that again in my life. By the way, this guarantee. Pitt's got more people at the stadium this weekend than the Steelers.
Yep.
Because the Steelers do the thing that very few teams in the NFL do, which is they actually announce the attendance of people who come in, not just the tickets sold. They're going to have like 64, 65,000. There'll be a couple thousand no-shows. There's going to be this might be the biggest crowd in Pittsburgh sports history. The previous one was when the Brawl came back. Pitt won the ACC, the Devonshire game. That had over 70,000 people. That's the biggest crowd for a sporting event in Pittsburgh sports history. I think the Notre Dame game could break that.
Well, at the time, I mean, even Pat corrected me. I thought that Notre Dame was actually pretty good in 2009 when we played them at home. That was the biggest crowd ever at Heinz Field history.
Was it?
It was like 70-some thousand ever. And that was 2009. And Notre Dame, it was just Notre Dame. Like, they weren't top anything. They weren't even ranked. And it was just us playing Notre Dame. And it sold out then. So
now you've got game day.
The only thing I can think of is that there's a lot of Notre Dame fans that are traveling or living here for this game that also are Steelers fans that are like, we can make a weekend out of this.
Oh, man, that's a really good point.
So maybe there will be a lot of people at the Bengals game.
There's definitely a big Steelers-Notre Dame fan crossover.
For sure.
There is.
Just because of Bettis, too.
Yep. And this, I mean, there's a large Catholic population in this city, and we all have relatives that friggin' love Notre Dame.
You're right.
My uncle's a big friggin' Notre Dame fan.
You make a weekend out of it? Yeah, that's not bad. So I think that I think there might be a lot of people at the game.
I still think they're going to get 70 plus for the Notre Dame game.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be, should I go? I should go.
Yes.
I can't go. Got to watch my boys scrape to bowl eligibility at 1 o'clock.
You can't watch it on your phone?
I could. I think that'd be a bad look for me. People make fun of me. Oh, Crowley, you're watching West
Nobody's
Virginia.
Nobody's going to be paying attention to you watching West Virginia on your phone.
Dorn, I'm a damn star.
Nobody's going to be worried about what you're doing.
I walk up into that place, people look at me, not Aaron Donald. You have any idea? I just got asked to do a bingo event.
You just yelled at Doran Dickerson that you're a star.
I didn't say I'm a bigger star than him. I did imply that I'm a bigger one than Aaron Donald. Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Would Pitt fans rather beat Notre Dame or West Virginia? So far, 52% of people say West Virginia. You agreed with that. Also, I think a lot of the people that follow me on Twitter are West Virginia fans, and they may be tainting the vote here. A rigged election, if you will. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Ray said in our conversation with him, they need to find a way to get Jaylen Warren on the field for third downs. I have an idea. I'm going to run it by you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver.
Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
People heard me blowing my nose again when you were about to do your read.
Nice.
Texters blew the line up.
Nice.
Asking if it was a fart. Caboli said, is Crowley using a hanky to wipe his nose?
Were you?
I'm anti-hanky.
Isn't hankies are nasty?
Absolutely revolting.
Yeah. Like, what's the point?
So you just don't have to keep throwing away tissues?
So you just snot into a little piece of cloth and yeah, keep it in your pocket?
I feel like there used to be like shirt pockets that were more popular back in the day, and people would wear suits, so you could just stick it in that one pocket and it wouldn't like spread.
That's not the point.
You're telling me that there's a hanky pocket, a specific hanky pocket on old-timey suits?
Yeah.
That can't be right.
No, that's where
you know that shirt pocket that's always sewed, yeah, that's like on a suit jacket? That's where you put like a hanky or like a, or one of those squares, you know, those pocket squares.
It's still nasty.
A pocket square and a hanky's different.
You put a boogered-filled piece of cloth back in your pocket and then use it again.
Mm-hmm. You can put the hanky.
Why don't I just wipe my ass?
I know where you can put it, Callis. It's just
in the
nasty.
Pocket square pocket. Oh. It can be used for either one.
Yes, but it doesn't really matter because you put your hand in your pocket to get the slimy, snotty rag out.
You're reusing it.
You're reusing it. So it doesn't even matter if you wash your hands because you're touching the soiled fabric again.
Well, now you could carry hand sanitizer these days in those portable bottles.
You're still carrying around boogers in your pocket.
Right.
Well, you can wash it when you get home.
It doesn't do me any good when I'm out.
Right. I think it's better for formal places if you don't have tissues around. You can just blow your nose real quick and still look nice. That's all.
I don't think people do it.
I don't think you should use it in this setting.
I've never seen a younger person under the age of 40.
No. My pap was big on the hankies.
Right, yeah, like older
That was
people.
Their time. They also ate cigarettes by the carton. Right. So things change. Caboli, to the surprise of no one, says, I'm pro hanky, but you have to get the fold right after every wipe. See, that seems like too much work. You know what I do? I blow my nose. I throw it away.
Right.
Wow.
Well, you don't have a hanky, though. You have a tissue. It's not like you're carrying the tissue
That's
around.
The point.
The tissue isn't the hanky.
That's the point. It's a two-step process. Blow and chuck. Meanwhile, with a hanky, it's open it up, find the right spot, blow,
put it
fold
back.
It again, put it back.
No.
I think the real question is, why don't you find more opportune times to blow your nose?
Listen, man, when the bugs come calling, I got to blow them. All right. That's bad phrasing. Texter writes in, so good to hear Doran back on the air, especially after yesterday when Crowley did his best impression of a bridge troll. How dare you?
Of a bridge troll?
How dare you? Mom?
Bridge troll.
Texter, my dad had one hanky that he would use, and he would wash it every night. Oh, my God. One?
That's a lot of work.
One? I don't have to wash a tissue.
No.
Sometimes you do accidentally wash a tissue, and it puffs up and blows stuff everywhere in the dryer. That's no good. But I'm a minimalist. Or is that the other way?
Well, minimalism would be using a hanky.
You think the minimalist would use the hanky.
Because then you're saving on tissues. Wow. Oh, by the way, somebody on X, speaking of tweets, compared our relationship to Brooke Pryor and Mike Tomlin, which I thought was funny.
You and me?
Yeah.
Who's who?
I'm Tomlin.
Yeah, Crowley's Tomlin, and I'm the one asking questions and poking at you to make you upset.
I did it. I'm a big star. I'm doing a bingo thing on December 2nd. How many bingo events you guys hosted? None. See if they'll give me a certificate. I'll put it right up with the Marconi.
I ran for council once.
Yeah, we know. You were off the air for 6 weeks. Harry, you were just saying I'm a wonderful guy because I went to your pap's funeral. And now you come on the air and you slander me.
Yeah, no, because we were asking who do I like more. And I was like, well.
No.
Or what was the question?
Who's nicer?
Oh, who's nicer, yeah. I was like,
see?
Crowley does the sentimental stuff well, you know, but Doran is more consistently kind to me on a day-to-day basis. So for my mental health, Doran is good for me, but for the severest cases of pain, Crowley can ease that, I guess.
I thought there was going to be free food.
That's so wrong.
At the funeral?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like cold cuts or something?
Wow.
And all you got.
Imagine my disappointment when I found out it was just them all crying over a dead guy.
Oh, yeah,
all I got to hear was this.
Goodness.
All I got to hear was the stories about my grandpa's Purple Heart.
It actually was. Yeah. It was touching.
My goodness.
Plus, I could use the night off is what.
You're probably going to make my mom cry. That was her dad.
Oh, my goodness.
She listens every morning.
Oh, no. Wow.
You and the reusable diaper kind of deal, you do that?
Look at you trying to just...
I said what I said. You know I got a weird relationship with death. I just make jokes. It was a very touching thing to be a part of.
Yeah, blah, 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 grandma.
Wow. Now you see what he's doing? Now he's bringing up my dead grandma. And now we're back on bingo again.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, I told you I had an idea for how the Steelers could get Jaylen Warren more involved on third downs.
Use him and Gainwell at the same time.
No, my idea is just simply put him on the field for third downs.
Yes.
Because they were 0 for their first 9 third downs. Guess how many of those Jaylen Warren was on the field for? Zero. Like, what the hell is that? Like, Ray was like, they got to find a way to get him out there for third downs. You know how easy that is? Hey, Jaylen, you're in on third down. Like, what the hell is that? And Ray made a great point. He said that's how he made his bones in this league.
Right.
Bones.
But so does Gainwell.
Who's better?
On third down?
It's Jaylen Warren.
I mean, Gainwell has been really good in the NFL on third down.
He's fine.
I'm just saying. I think it's a lot closer than you think. But yeah. that's the mindset that Mike Tomlin has.
Correct.
Is Gainwell is a third down back?
No question about that. For this team, you need him out there as much as possible, Jaylen Warren. Because they don't have explosion. They do not hit big plays. When they do, it's run after the catch. And we're seeing that teams are wise to that right now. Texter, reusable diapers are gross. Yeah.
I never heard of such a thing. Like what?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's supposed
to be for the environment, so there's landfills filled with diapers.
You do the same thing that you do with the handkerchief? Hanky?
So they go poopsies in the diaper, right?
And then you wash it?
Then you wash it, yeah. I think you dump as much as you can in the toilet, then you wash it.
That's sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to worry about it. JoJo would probably be leaking in the toilet when you get home.
Yeah, she sits on the toilet whenever she goes.
She just followed me on Instagram. It's unbelievable.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She said, Uncle Adam, can you be a co-signer on my new car? She's growing up real fast. All right. Doug's going to save us coming up in 16 minutes. We're off the rails. That's what happens.
Man.
That's what happened.
I can't believe you said that.
What do you mean?
The funeral.
Don't you usually get fed? Maybe immediate family.
I'm sorry. I can't believe you said that. It hurts my feelings.
Wow.
Go around the NFL coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Doug Whaley going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. Tim, who listens to us every day, he works outside. He said that's why he uses a hanky. I can respect that. If I am a construction worker and I am working outside in the cold, I'm going to be leaking all day long.
Right. I mean, you're...
That makes sense.
Right.
I can't be stuffed, because I'm going to be stuffing tissues into my pockets. Look what I found. I'm going to be stuffing tissues into my pockets. I might as well stuff that into my pocket, and then I'm not throwing away tissues all day.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense. Okay, we'll allow that. But if you are under the age of 75 and you're hankying now and you're not working outside, you're sick.
Nasty.
You're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, dear God, you guys are so ridiculous. I'm just not sure what to do with millennials. To which I said, hankies are gross. He said, yeah, they are. I agree. But sometimes you guys act like you never heard of things that were so common, literally, when you guys were young kids. It's hilarious. We're just trying to change a world.
I'm actually Gen Z, by the way.
Why are you eating?
Jolly Rancher.
Did you get back from a Jolly Rancher? Did you get back from a funeral? Or?
Don't you have mints at those? Because you're talking to people?
I do think... Like, at weddings, you know, you go to a wedding, and they have all the amuse-bouches and the appetizers and all that. I always avoid the cheese. You don't want the cheese breath. And I would appreciate it if at every funeral, every wedding, mints.
That's the first thing people are thinking of. That's right.
It should be on the list. Not near the top, but it should be on the list.
Mints.
You don't agree?
I'm not worried about anybody's breath at a wedding.
BYOM? You can bring your own mints.
Yeah. My dad always has mints. I'm like, is that an old people thing?
My dad
like,
always has mints, too.
He never had mints like 15 years ago.
Altoids.
always has me. He's like, you want a piece of candy? I'm like, man, you're old.
I always think when people ask, hey, do you have a stick of gum? I always think they're actually commenting on my breath.
They probably are.
Yeah. They want to take the gum. So then I go, ooh, gum. And then I chew some myself.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Time to go around the NFL. Bang.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
The Giants went from eminently watchable, despite the fact that they suck with Jackson Dart, to unwatchable with Russell Wilson, to watchable again, Doran. The Winston Express.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me pick sixes.
You know who their head coach is?
Well, Mike Kafka. Guy?
Yeah, Kafka.
Yeah. My cousin played with him at Northwestern.
Doran, we've never done this on the air before.
What?
Every time I bring up a random college football player, you say your cousin has played with them?
Yeah.
Is that a bit?
No, my cousin played at Northwestern.
You don't have 700 cousins. I think he's been doing this for 30 years.
I have not. I have a cousin who played for Iowa. I have a cousin who played for Northwestern. His brother played for Fordham, which his brother ended up playing with Jameis Winston in New Orleans, who they both, one works for the NFL in the NFL offices, and one is a scout for the Dolphins. I have a lot of cousins that are athletes. Shocker. A lot of cousins that are football players. Shocker. A lot of cousins that played football or coached football. That's a big shock.
I think it's a bit.
It's not. Look it up.
It's every player.
You name a random player, I'm sure I have a connection to it.
Steve Slayton.
I played with him with the Texans.
As rookies?
He was a year older.
No. Actually, I just wanted to bring up Slayton because they honored him this weekend for getting inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. He did the Revis.
I know.
Wow.
But he's a chef, though. He's a big-time chef.
He's a chef?
Yes, that's understandable.
Yeah, I know he's a chef. My cousin goes there every week to eat at his restaurant.
Steve Slayton is a great person.
I've heard nothing but great things.
He is an awesome person.
Great dad, I hear.
Awesome, awesome person.
You told me he was one of your favorite teammates.
Yep.
See? You're a mountaineer at heart, Doran.
I like all the players that I know that went to West Virginia. Yeah, I like them all. They're all great. I got heckled whenever I was at halftime. I got gripped up by Ryan Mundy, Maury Ivey, at the West Virginia Pitt halftime.
What does gripped up mean?
Like, I got grabbed.
Oh.
They grabbed me.
Gripped up.
Yeah, gripped.
Texture. The mints from my childhood were normally wrapped in the hanky in my grandfather's pocket.
Nice.
All right, that was our Around the NFL segment.
That was it. Nothing else.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
All right, here's
one. There's nothing else.
Here's one. Travis Hunter, out for the season.
Uh-huh.
Should he just be a one-way player moving forward?
Maybe.
Oh, great. I'm happy I brought that up for you to ride the fence.
I mean, what? You're connecting the injury to him playing both ways?
No, I'm not. I heard that topic of conversation yesterday on Donnie Football's debrief, and I would keep playing him both ways.
Right.
I don't think he's worth being drafted where he was drafted if he's just a really good wide receiver or a really good corner. Like, you expect him to be really good at both positions, thus making him an all-pro, so I would keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you got? Not the clunker that we saw on Monday night?
Yeah, it was Monday.
Nothing.
What'd you think about the clunker on Monday night?
It was a clunker. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Then you can stick around for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, fine. You got me. You got me. I'm watching Landman. They got me. I'm in.
You've done that read probably about 38 times, and now they got you?
They got me. They finally got me.
All right.
The ones that mentioned Halle Berry, I couldn't actually get to Landman because I was thinking too much about her.
Mm.
It wasn't even Halle Berry.
Mm-mm.
It was...
What's Demi Moore? Face?
No, the guy.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, because he was hooking up with Halle Berry in that one movie.
Yeah, Kyle, let's look that up.
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of 48, low of 35, overcast. Going to be great weather in the 50s for both football games at Acrisure Stadium this weekend. We'll see if Pitt and Notre Dame can treat that turf with some respect. What will Ben say if there's more fans at the Pitt game, by the way?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.